One final item I'd just like to bring up. This is, I think, a very valid point that Paul has raised. It's one about connectivity. Just looking down, if you like, on the what's happening on the Central One Child Reclamation and worrying, and I think rightly worrying, about how people are going to get to the waterfront. We see some bridges being put into Tamar, etc., but you know, real challenge is, I think, getting people into across to the waterfront, either at grade or indeed on elevated structures. And I don't know whether Highways Department, any thoughts? Maybe you would like to come back and show us how you're going to link all the inner parts with the waterfront. Up to you.
Mr. Chairman, about the connectivities, that Paul suggested that we prepare some plans to show the what is the existing pedestrian related facilities. We agreed to do this kind of things, but I would like to buy some more time to work out what the exact format of the plan, because our department are used to produce very technical drawings. They are not for the general consumption of the general public. And so I would like to prefer to do a sample plan first, and then after agreement with Paul and maybe other interested members, then I can produce the requirement that cover the from Victoria Park up to Ramsey Street. Maybe in the future extend to the Kennedy Town if members wish to look at this as well.
Yeah, I think the area that's troubling at the moment is from
Victoria Park. If I remember correctly, in the email,
yeah,
is the Victoria Park up to the Ramsey Street.
Yeah. But it's particularly the Central One Chai, I think, that is the immediate challenge, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I can give some background to this. The guys that are doing the elevated walkway for was it Mark McDonald's doing an elevated walkway from the government offices, the new government offices, to some.
Understand. That is the Gloucester Road.
Gloucester Road elevated
walkway.
And then when I saw these plans and they came and asked me for input, I asked a simple question. I said, where will we be able to walk at street level? And it turns out that the entire elevated walkway plan is basically to get everybody away from street level. And there is absolutely no intention to have anybody at street level. Now, for example, the site all the way from the Arts Centre all the way to the Central Tower or whatever the thing is called. The next one? No, to the east. The
Central Plaza.
Central Plaza, thank you very much. That entire area is a massive piece of land where nobody has to be elevated. Everybody can be at street level. There's absolutely no reason to be. So we're actually planning to take everybody away from street level and put them at elevated level in preparation of future sale of the site as well. So I'm not sure whether we have even a right understanding or objective of trying to make a vibrant street level. We have that fight around Site 3 in Central. You know, we don't want to continue the elevated area that we have at Harbour Building all the way through IFC and Exchange Square. And we said Site 3 was supposed to continue. And we said, no, it's Site 3. Take people down to street level.
Mm.
And now what we're tending to do is then later on, we suddenly all end up back up elevated level in footbridges again. And now we're intending to continue that all the way. So there is a difference, and it turns out in my discussion with Mott McDonald and the Highways Department that were there, that that's their brief.
Okay.
We are going to be footbridges. That is the future of the waterfront. Unless we get a very clear understanding with people like Mott McDonald to do the design, or people with highways, that we want an active street level, and that elevated levels is good for additional capacity. But if you don't design it properly, we're ending up with everybody off the ground, and that's it. We're all dead. So that thinking, this did not. So that was one thing. The other thing that I always look at is every time I'm on the footbridge between the post office and the Star Ferry, I look down on P2. We had at that time said P2 is going to be very big and very wide, and then Transport Department said, no, don't worry, it's going to be a dual two-lane road. But now as I walk across, but from the building line to the future building line, that road is massive. That people will have to cross from one building to the other. That's a huge wide reserve. There's a two-lane, and there's turning lanes, and there's a taxi lay-by lane, and there's it's massive. So unless we start looking at the detailed design of that one, maybe make a very wide center reserve, a beautiful gardens or whatever, so that separating the lanes further, narrowing the lanes down. But I think we should look at the actual design detailing. The engineer is applying a standard design module, which is highways designed the way we see in Kowloon, West Kowloon. It is ugly. It is plain ugly. And that's going to be, that thing has a massive impact on the overall experience of the waterfront. So unless we're getting our hands into the design details of that road, we're going to have a very ugly experience. So those are the two things I'd like to really work on.
Okay. Well, we've got highways department with us, obviously listening. Both of you. All right. Both listening. Can you come back very quickly to show us how we're going to deal with these challenges, particularly moving people to the water, but also how we're going to get people across roads like P3, under, over, through? I think we need to. Part of our remit is obviously getting the people to the water and
once we prepare the plan, and then the members can have an overview of what facilities are being provided at the elevated level and also at the street level.
Right.
Even though with the coastal road elevated walkway system, we are not intent to close up the footpath.
Okay.
Footpaths are still there, but it is to provide an alternative for people to choose.
Okay. Can you next meeting, would that be possible?
I doubt so for next meeting is in May. It's just 1 month.
6 weeks time?
I will target on the July 1. Okay.
All right, but a comprehensive review.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Members, any other questions you'd like to raise? Anything else?
Any AOB?
More AOB if we move. I've given you your AOB.
the hoarding design chairman of the Central Wonsan Bypass pretends we're going to have a beautiful green harbour front. It is even worse than Sun Hung Kei or any of the property developers who try to sell me property by actually selling me a lie. This is not what we're going to get, and this is on the hoarding. So I think it's inappropriate. As the Harbourfront Commission, I think we should express ourselves, and I ask you for support, that it's inappropriate to pretend to the community that this is what they're going to get. And if we want to be creative and put creative art, be creative. But don't have something that is extremely misleading.
Potentially, no.
And I'm not sure whether somebody's just trying to be overly creative and didn't figure it out, but I think it's therefore not a good idea. And I repeat suggestion I've made to the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee, and now again here, is that why can't people just have a view of the harbour? Why do we have to look at metal hoardings, and the metal hoardings have to be painted with things that are not ever going to be? Why can't we just look at the harbour through the site? Maybe make them transparent or whatever. But this is a bit of a problem. Thank you.
Okay. Maisie, your remit or whose remit? Who puts hoardings up and who paints hoardings? Which is probably
another
question.
I read that news report and I'm waiting a return call from THB. I think it's Highways Department. Central Wenzhou Bypass project.
Okay. Someone's been too creative, and I think it's in danger of being misleading. So I think.
There's sketches that were done for a completely different study that's been coloured up, and blown up.
Administration all has any good, honestly.
And they're misleading, they're ugly, they're not really telling the true story at all.
No. All right. Can you follow up, mate? Thank you. All right. Anything else, anybody? Any other AOB? All right, thank you. Meeting closed. Thank you very much.
Wow.
1 minute.